Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Hello and welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I help women like me with anxious attachment calm their nervous system, rewire their anxious patterns, and develop new habits so that they can have the life and relationships they want. On today's podcast, I want to talk about how important it is to learn how to self-regulate. Instead of becoming hyper-independent, instead of seeking external comfort or validation, instead of numbing out. I am going to be talking about how to calm your nervous system when your anxious attachment is triggered, how to regulate your nervous system before we text that person back, before we act crazy, in quotes, by seeking all the answers our brain says it needs right now. I want to teach us how to regulate our nervous system before we say yes when we want to say no, before we take that action that you take out of urgency or panic or fear of being rejected. I want to talk about how to regulate before we engage in our patterned anxious attachment behavior. Here's the thing about our anxious attachment. It has created a lot of codependent habits or brain wirings. Our anxious attachment tells us we need other people to take care of us and make us feel better, because our feelings are too much for us to handle without their reassurance. It tells us we need other people to validate us for our feelings to be true. Our anxious attachment tells us we need other people to understand us for us to be able to feel understood. Secondly, our anxious attachment has been telling us that people will leave us if they find us hard to love, if they feel like we are too much. So when our brain tells us that they're going to leave us, that we aren't good enough for them to stay, and we believe it, when we believe our anxious attachment thoughts, we instantly believe this story. We believe the urgency it creates and the panic in our nervous system that follows. We take these feelings and urges of panic to mean a true threat is here. So when we feel the urgency to do something, it feels real. It feels like life or death. And so we want to take that step. We want to reach out to that person. We want to do that thing. When we believe the thoughts our anxious attachment offers us, we have developed a belief system from fear of abandonment. From past experiences, our brain has collected evidence from our past, files it away, and then brings it to the front of our brain when we are triggered by something that brings up a similar negative feeling. When our body feels that feeling, our brain remembers us in that moment. So it reminds us of this evidence to prove that there is a problem, a true, real life threatening problem, creating a panic and an urgency in our brain. And that has caused a nervous system panic in our body. Our brain is doing this because it thinks it is protecting us from harm, but it has learned that emotions are harmful. When we need our brain to relearn that emotions are not a threat as an adult. Since this is a brain and nervous system response from an anxious attachment, we don't have the quote typical bodily reactions compared to other people with secure attachment. We feel in our body a true panic. Our hearts start racing. We go from one emotion to the next. Our emotions begin to feel overwhelming. Every negative thought we've ever had about ourselves, about our relationship, surface in a matter of seconds. And I'm not denying that it feels like we're going to die. It feels like a huge weight has washed over us, our entire body. Because I felt it, and I still feel it. So I know it feels real. Here's the thing that we must know. The feelings in our body are real. We know this because we feel them. And the anxious thoughts the anxious attachment story, the limiting self-beliefs that are causing this panic are not true. What I need you to understand and know is that this panic and urgency, even though it feels like a real life threat, it is not a real life threat. So we have to retrain our brain that we are capable of feeling these uncomfortable feelings. This panic, this urgency is a cue to us that our anxious attachment has been triggered. That's it. When it screams, "Mayday, mayday, do something," that's your cue to do the exact opposite and not do a thing. That is our sign to take care of our nervous system first. We have to calm and comfort our body so that our brain can calm down. We have to calm ourselves. No one else can do this. This is called self-regulation. When we learn how to regulate or calm our nervous system, we build trust again with our body, and our brain learns to believe that we can handle this. You have to think about, what is it that our body needs right now? How can I comfort myself right now? How can I bring my nervous system back to the present moment instead of in the past experiences that are re-triggering our anxious attachment? This is when I teach about the power of the pause. I teach my clients to pause when our nervous system, when you feel that panic, that's the cue to pause. It's like a reality check. Am I in the present moment or is my brain spiraling? Am I reading the situation for what it actually is, or is my brain creating an anxious attachment story? Our thoughts need to be observed in this moment. Our feelings need to be regulated. We have to do the hard work here, and it is hard work sometimes, of relearning to be a vessel for all of our emotions, learning that all our emotions are okay and safe to be felt in our body. In these moments when it's really hard, I remind myself that emotions are just sensations in my body. Nothing actually happens to me when I feel them. We have been trained to believe that our feelings are too much, too big. And so as a result, we also believe that we are not capable of feeling or handling our own emotions. So what do? We make them bigger and last longer. Yeah, I know. Trying to resist emotions actually creates suffering. So we turn hurt and pain into suffering by resisting it. Yeah, I didn't know that either. That was a big wake-up call for me to like really think about that. By learning that our feelings are too much and too big, we have told our body and our brain that other people can't handle our emotions, so we can't either. That leads us to feeling even worse. It takes away all of our power as well. I learned that it only takes 90 seconds to process an emotion when allowed to fully feel it. When we resist the feelings of jealousy or fear or anything because we have been told that we need to just get over it, it creates suffering and even further panic and proof that we can't handle it. But here's the thing. When we learn that emotions are just sensations in our body, when we learn that these sensations in our body are created by the thoughts or stories our brain has been telling us, we learn how to look at these feelings without so much self-judgment and self-criticism and shame. The last thing we need during an anxious attachment trigger is more judgment and shame. When we can become objective observers of our brain, of our anxious attachment cycle and reaction, we then can separate who we are from our anxious attachment response. We're then able to comfort ourselves. Right now, we're just judging ourselves while being triggered. We're literally beating ourselves up when our anxious attachment system is already triggered, creating more panic. So just to do a brief recap, this is what's happening right now without anything in place to help you. You experience something that triggers your anxious attachment. You are filled with so many overwhelming negative feelings that it creates a panic and an urgency to hurry up and feel better, while simultaneously you are beating yourself up for this reaction, perpetuating the suffering. Then, since you are in this loop, you may either reach out to somebody for comfort, for reassurance, for validation. You may entirely shut down. You may just get so overwhelmed that you become angry and demanding and justifying. What happens here is different for each individual. So if you want to see what happens for you, ask yourself, what happens when you feel like your anxious attachment is triggered? Journal. How does it make you feel inside your body? What do you do when you feel this in your body? What don't you do when you feel this panic in your body? We have to retrain our brain and our body that it is, in fact, capable of feeling these negative emotions. We can feel the feelings and not believe the thoughts that produce them. This is huge, because not every thought we think is true and not every story our brain tells us is true. Just because you feel the fear doesn't mean the thought, I'm not good enough or they are going to leave me, is actually true. We have to learn how to believe that we are capable of feeling any negative or uncomfortable emotion. We are capable of feeling misunderstood. We don't have to believe that feeling that being misunderstood means our partner doesn't really love us. We are capable of feeling unseen. It doesn't mean that we are not important to them. We are capable of feeling invalidated, compared, rejected, not good enough. That these emotions are able to be felt without panic. Do these feelings feel great? No, absolutely not. Do we wish we didn't feel them? Absolutely. But right now, we have a brain and a nervous system that makes these feelings feel unbearable. So we have to grow our emotional resilience, our emotional strength. We have to teach our brain and our body that these are just uncomfortable feelings, and we are powerful humans that can process these sensations. I know. Your brain is wanting to argue with me right now and say, Amber, but I cannot do it. I just can't do it. And it's okay if your brain doesn't believe it yet. I didn't believe I would ever be able to make these changes either. I will hold the belief for you, listener. Just remind yourself, Amber believes in me. She will hold the belief until I believe. It's okay you don't believe yet, or that you can't believe yet. But I will teach you how, and over time you will see that you in fact can feel any negative emotion and regulate your nervous system before reacting. Before seeking validation, before seeking co-regulation. The strategies I use to regulate, I know you hear it everywhere, but deep breathing. Really taking that deep breath, putting your feet solid on the ground. I really enjoy cold water. It's a nice reset for my brain and my body. I like going for a walk, journaling, going and taking a bath or a shower, and talking back to my brain. And when I talk back to my brain, I'm not beating myself up anymore. I'm showing myself compassion instead of judgment. I say things like, it's okay that you're panicking right now because your anxious attachment has been activated and it's telling you you're not good enough. It's telling you that you never do anything right. It's telling you, fill in the blank. It's okay that you feel like you can't do this alone or that you need them to understand you. You can feel that way without taking action. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to be jealous. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be hurt. You are human. You don't have to make these feelings mean anything more than that. They're just sensations in your body. During the self-regulation, I go and I process my thoughts. So once I'm able to like calm and get centered and grounded, I get my water, I go for a walk, or I sit down with my favorite blanket and I ask myself, what am I making this situation mean? Why does this feel so big? What is my anxious attachment telling me? I teach my clients to do a thought download now. When you feel panic or urgency to take action, Start writing down all of your thoughts unfiltered for 2 to 3 minutes and see what your brain is telling you behind the scenes. Then see how all of these thoughts make you feel how you feel and show yourself compassion. Of course you feel anxious or panicked. Look at all those negative thoughts. Look at those spirals, those overthinking, negative loop thoughts. If you are with somebody when you get triggered and you don't want them to be on the roller coaster of the anxious attachment trigger, learn how to talk to them about it. This is what I do with my partner. Talk to them about how you need a code word or you need something to let them know that you are not in the headspace or body space to process the misunderstanding, the argument, the thing that started this reaction, which could have been a simple conversation, right? You guys know how it goes. I tell my wife, my brain is really triggered right now and I have to go calm myself down. Or I say, my brain is making everything you're saying right now negative and mean that I'm not doing anything right. So I can't be present with this conversation yet. I need to go regulate and calm myself down and then I'll come back to this conversation because your feelings are important and my brain is just being too mean to me right now. And so I can't be present with your feelings and I really want to be. Because here's the thing. Our partners don't always know what is going on inside our brain or our body. And sometimes as people with anxious attachment, we've made them feel a certain way, which I'll get into the next podcast. What our brain normally wants to do is tell us that we can't feel better until our partner does something different or until they understand they have to do something to make us feel better. We want to make our partner see where we are coming from, why that thing makes us upset, justify our big reaction, and we want them to make us feel better. So we end up asking our partner to go on these emotional roller coasters with us without knowing why we're actually on this roller coaster. We can ask things of our partners. However, I suggest or recommend you regulate, get off the roller coaster, and understand what is really happening with you before you ask them to come on the journey with you. More often than not, is that this trigger, like it triggered you, your insecurities, your own fears, your own doubts. And that's work only you can do, only you can change, that only you can question. Here's the thing. It is not actually them. It's our anxious brain. It's our anxious attachment and what our brain is making the situation mean. The circumstances, the text, the whatever, like whatever it's making it mean, our anxious attachment story. We have to do the work to see what our brain is making something mean, to know what is going on behind the scenes, know the thoughts that are triggering our anxious attachment. We have to take back our control over our emotions, feeling them and believing that we can make ourselves feel better, feel secure, feel good enough without seeking co-regulation, without seeking validation. But currently, before we learn these tools and these strategies, we have become so dependent on other people making us feel better that when we do that, we are making them responsible for our emotions. And it's actually not fair. I know this part may be hard to hear because it was hard for me to hear too at first. It was hard to learn that my thoughts create my feelings, my anxious thoughts add to my triggers and cause my feelings that drive me to have big reactions. It was hard for me to learn that my partner, my friend, my family member, my colleague, or anybody else that was with me during a triggering event were not responsible for my emotions. And they are only responsible for their emotions. And their emotions are caused by their thoughts. We as anxiously attached people need to learn how to take that control back. We need to cultivate the belief we can process our emotions. We can make ourselves feel better. We can comfort ourselves. We have to learn how to take responsibility for our big reactions. We can take responsibility for our anxious attachment without feeling shame or guilt. by becoming self-aware and showing ourselves compassion and learning to understand what is behind our big reactions and why we're doing what we do. Is there a fear? Is there a self-limiting belief? What makes this trigger feel so big? Just to remind you a little bit about how the anxious attachment style works, anxious attachment cycle works. You experience something that activates your nervous system. This is when you simultaneously feel all those emotions and you either shut down or become hyper-independent or take reactive actions because you feel a major urgency or panic. This is also when our negative self-beliefs, thoughts, overthinking join the party. So you kind of feel crazy inside. As your mind starts spinning, it sometimes feels like anger, hurt, and a strong urgency to do something. This is your cue that you need to regulate your body before you do anything. The power of the pause. Go be with yourself and see what is actually happening in your brain. Why is this situation so charging for you? Is your brain telling you you aren't good enough? You're too much? They're going to leave you? Is it invalidating your relationship? What is your brain making this situation mean? How does it make you feel? Now, here comes the compassion. Show yourself compassion after you see these thoughts, these stories that your brain is telling you. Validate your big feelings because they are real. You are feeling them. Your thoughts and stories may not be real, but they created real feelings in your body. Now do some thought work by asking yourself questions like, what am I making this mean? Is this really what is happening? Or is this the story that my brain is telling me? Why did it hurt so much? Now, what do I want to believe about this person that I'm in this situation with? How do I want to feel about them? How do I want to show up in this situation? Once you feel like you have calmed and soothed your nervous system, once you feel like you're aware of what is really happening behind the scenes, then you can reconnect with your partner or the person in the situation. Once you're calm, once you've done your thought work, once you know what is happening behind the trigger. If we try to reconnect too soon or seek validation too soon, we're not solving any of the roots of the actual problem. The actual problem is the belief behind what's happening. The belief we're not capable of feeling our feelings. The belief we are not capable of feeling better on our own. And we are believing our anxious attachment fear of our insecurities, our fears of abandonment. When we seek instant reconnection, we are seeking dopamine to relieve the stress we are feeling. And though it relieves it for a moment, it doesn't cure the wound. Also, we may accuse our partners or other people of making us feel things that were actually not them, but our anxious attachment thoughts or stories. So we sometimes cause more damage than healing in our relationship when we make that connection too soon, or we seek that validation, or we start asking all those questions. So I always like to see first what is making me feel my big emotions before connecting back with my partner. So if this resonates with you and you want to learn how to do this work, email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. You do not have to do this work alone. And I guarantee you, this work is worth the time and the investment. Email me to schedule your free 1-hour consultation to see if we are a good fit and ask any questions you may have about my coaching programs. Thank you for listening. If you could like and rate this podcast, it would really help it reach the people that need it the most. I truly appreciate every single listener and download. I am so thankful to have this community where I can support you on your anxious attachment journey. Please feel free to email me with any questions you may have about anxious attachment at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. And thank you again for being here today and being a listener. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.